I remember, James, I don't know if you remember this. I was trying to think of how this was a while ago, maybe even 2 years ago. Maybe St. Joseph's Workshop had just barely started. When I remember, in preparation for coming onto the air, I took a test, a quiz on how to adult. Yes, that's true, James. Adult is now a verb in our own times. Adult. Can you adult? Do you know how to adult? Are you adulting right now? James is being very non-committal, which I think is not adulting, James. I'm just saying, prime example, exhibit A for us. No, I'm just joking, just putting James on the spot. This was a fad I didn't even know existed. Then I heard about it, read about it, and I realized a couple years ago that people, millennials in particular, are being very proactive about learning what it means to be an adult. And maybe you've seen this before. There are courses out there for you to learn how to be an adult. Sorry, folks. I'm trying not to laugh. I'm trying to keep it straight. I'm not putting down people that I think it's a very noble thing that somebody realizes, hey, I got to grow up. It's time for me to grow up and be an adult. I am behind you. I'm with you. I'm not sure an online, you know, course is going to do that for you, but I'm with you because I realize this is important. What's fascinating to me is to look at what these courses teach and what they look at. And I guess when I took a quiz a while back, it was meant to attract people. It was just done out of research purposes, right? It was just to see, well, could our course help you answer these questions? And we'll let you know. But since then, it started in 2016. Since then, the adulting movement has grown significantly, in fact. There are many... I know. James, I'm trying to keep a straight face and you're not helping me out. James is just not being able to control his laughter either. The thing, I think, is that people want to live mature lives and grown-up lives. And I think that's fantastic. I think we should want to do that. The problem is that a lot of people equate that with some very mundane particulars of life. For example, some of the adulting classes you can take, every time I say that, I almost break out laughing. I'm sorry, folks. I'm trying. Some of these courses include, say, budgeting for your household. They include grocery shopping and preparing meals that will be healthy for you and for your spouse and for your children someday. Right? These are, and I noticed that a lot of these courses are targeted towards people without children. I think in part because having a child makes you grow up really, really quickly, right? Makes you realize, wow, it's time to get my game on in terms of being mature, being responsible. And in some ways, James, I think that just adulting has to have, I'm not going to use that word anymore, okay? I feel like a sellout every time I use that word. I feel like becoming mature and becoming an adult just happens in the crucible, right? When we have to face challenges and difficulties. I don't think it's something that you can learn in a classroom per se. In fact, I think these skills that are being taught are very good, right? It's very good to know how to balance your checkbook, if people even use checkbooks anymore. I think it's very good to know how to eat well and to cook and to prepare meals that are going to help you out. I think it's a really good skill to know how to continually form your mind and learn how to have good reading habits and all these things that will help you to be a more mature, responsible person. What troubles me is the lack of spiritual formation in these particular quote-unquote courses. Now, I know you're thinking, oh, come on, Father, you're a priest. What do you expect? These are not religious courses, right? These are not religious classes. And I know, I get that. To me, there's a spiritual maturity that's also greatly lacking in the world. And I say that not as a judgment, because I think a lot of people have not had the example to see a spiritual maturity in others. I think a lot of people, my peers, people older than me, people younger than me, maybe haven't realized that spiritual maturity yet in their life, and it's not necessarily their fault, but they are suffering from it, and that's the part to me that's rather sad and tragic here. What is spiritual maturity, and what does spiritual maturity look like? I think it begins with a dependence on God, learning what it means to depend on a savior, on a God, and realize that this is not about me and my own skills, my own capacity to provide for myself, right? I mean, spiritual maturity recognizes that I am not the center of the universe and that God doesn't exist for my satisfaction, but vice versa, right? I was created out of love for love, and that God wants me to be happy, right? But it's not about me finding happiness in myself or creating that myself, right? And I think that dependence on God needs to teach us to learn trust in God, right? So once we recognize we're dependent on Him, then we realize we have to trust Him. And then when we learn to trust Him, then we start turning our lives over to Him more. We start to live our lives as dependent on God. So we start to pray more. We start to be in relationship with God more. We communicate with God more. We talk about God more to our friends and to our loved ones. And our faith becomes mature when it's not this, it's not just a tool for my own happiness. It's not based on fantasy about how God works, as if He's just here to please me and give me what I want, but instead to call me to a new way of life, to holiness, right? He's here in my life to challenge me, to lift me up, to call me to be more than I can even imagine I can be. All of this, I think, leads to the real hallmark of spiritual maturity, which is embracing suffering. Kind of goes back to our discussion just a few moments ago about compassion and suffering with others. When we become really spiritually mature, I think we recognize not only the necessity of suffering, but the great value that can be found in suffering when we unite our sufferings to Jesus on the cross. We recognize the need to have discipline in our life as spiritually mature people. So we go to Mass, whether we feel like it or not. We go to confession, whether our emotions are telling us it's a good idea or not. We go because we know that intellectually we need it. I mean, isn't this a hallmark of maturity naturally as well as spiritual maturity, that we do things not because they make us feel good, but because they're right, because they're necessary, because these are things that we have to do in order to be the human beings we're called to be. So we have discipline, we cultivate dependence on God, we admit suffering into our life and even embrace it at certain times. Are there courses we could generate online to help people to become, I know I almost said it again, to become spiritually mature in their life? Are there courses we can? Well, I can see a lot of benefits that are happening inside of parishes. I can see a lot of resources that are coming out. I mentioned some of these just this week. Right, catechetical resources for you to become more spiritually mature. And these are all great. These are all good. And I think they're helpful and important. I would encourage you to realize that it doesn't happen on its own. And I think that leads to a lot of growth in and of itself. When we realize that I can't become a saint on my own. I can't become spiritually mature by myself. But I need the Lord, first of all. I need His church. I need others around me that will challenge me, that will keep me accountable, that will help me, lift me up when I'm discouraged, and also provide opportunities for me to practice charity. All of these are ways that I think we grow in spiritual maturity. I don't know how to help the world, though, if they're not coming to Mass. I don't know how to help people spiritually except to keep trying to get the word out. Whether it's through Relevant Radio, whether it's through your own blog, whether it's through you writing books, sharing this great message of love with us. I don't know what else we can do, but it does trouble me, you know, that there are many people in the world that know they need God but haven't reached that spiritual maturity yet to embrace the cross completely and to follow the Lord completely. I guess I see a lot of progress and a lot of area for growth there, right? Maybe you and I can become spiritually mature ourselves. We can focus on growing, deepening our faith with the Lord, becoming real adults in the spiritual life, which is difficult and challenging, and it's going to cause us, you know, to change our life quite a bit, but it's worth it because we become spiritually mature and totally dependent on the Lord. And then that will rub off on others. Others will see that dependence that we have and also strive for that same maturity, okay? Just some thoughts for you there. When we come back, we're going to look at some more fun stuff. I'm Father Matthew. Don't go anywhere.